This is Mary Scroggins, your Economic Development Director for Superior, and this is the March 2023 City Chat. April is National Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and the theme this year is Drawing Connections, Prevention Demands Equity. This calls on all individuals, communities, organizations, and institutions to change ourselves and the systems surrounding us, to build racial and gender equity and respect. You may wonder what sexual and domestic abuse has to do with economic development. But if you think about it, quite a lot. A community needs to be safe and needs to provide solutions for individuals and families in crisis. A safe community is a growing healthy community. Abuse is a crisis that affects many people and takes many forms, sexual, physical, and emotional. It can happen to anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background. I speak today as a survivor of abuse. One morning years ago, I looked in the mirror and knew I was going to soon die. I felt paralyzing fear and panic. I didn't know I could go to the police or that there were shelters or groups that could help me. I felt abandoned, alone, ashamed, terrified, and hopeless. Friends, time, and therapy saved me. I was told that it wasn't my fault, that I didn't deserve this, but it took time to feel it. Time also gave me the realization that the changes required for me to have a healthy life, to not repeat the patterns, were my responsibility. As a society, we are doing better, but still not so good at empathizing and creating change. We grew up hearing that it's not our business, but it is our business. And for us to be a part of the change, we must understand the problem. The City of Superior supports the Encourage Advocacy Center, headquartered in Hastings, which covers four counties, Adams, Clay, Webster, and Nuckolls. It was formerly known as SASA, which stood for Spousal Abuse, Sexual Abuse. Our city supports them with funding, and I am on the board. Encourage operates on several different fronts. One, they are the Center for Help Today, Now. Two, they have the Green Dot Program, which trains those of us who are bystanders how to defuse a volatile situation or intercede without risking escalation or personal safety. And three, they provide a long-term program for abusers to help them identify their patterns, their triggers, their solutions. Encourage works with hospitals, police departments, and county services. There are brochures in many of our downtown businesses, as well as at the library, the city office, the police station, and the hospital. If you or someone you know is experiencing domestic abuse, it is important that you know that you are not alone. There is help available. The 24-hour hotline number for Encourage is 877-322-7272. They can provide you with information on how to stay safe and get the help you need. If you are experiencing abuse in any form, it is not your fault. You deserve to be treated with respect and dignity. And you need to act. If you stay in the same situation, it will never get better. It will always escalate. If you or someone you know is experiencing domestic abuse, please reach out for help. Life will get better. It doesn't mean it's easy. But there is an entire entourage of advocates with knowledge and skills to help you maneuver your way out, up, over, through, and back to sanity. Again, that number is 877-322-7272. Today is a very good day to move forward.